Okay, yesterday on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice, I said, hold your head up, didn't I? Or keep your head up. And I said that reminded me of that song by Argent, I thought it was. I said 1975. The actual title of the song is, as I corrected myself yesterday, Hold Your Head Up. It was Argent. It was 1972, so a couple of years out. I kind of thought, as I said, 75, maybe it was maybe a little bit earlier, but it was 1972. So there you go. Hello! this is not Pop Quiz. I'm Peter Stewart, not Ken Bruce, if you're listening to BBC Radio 2. How you hear affects your video call voice. Yesterday we talked about how you sit affects your video call voice. So you're probably wondering, well, how you hear affect your video call voice? Well, video chat software compresses audio in a conversation, so it ends up not as clear as being face-to-face if someone was actually in a room with you. And that means that we tend to talk louder to make sure that our voice carries, but often we're not projecting like a stage actor might do, but more kind of squeezing the voice, kind of really kind of pushing it rather than projecting, yeah? And that creates vocal pain. I've spoken before about vocal pain, and we've spoken about it before. We're going to speak about it again in our section on vocal healthcare in the not-too-distant future. And all this means that if you can't hear somebody else, because obviously you know how someone else is sounding to you, so therefore it's not a great leap of imagination to work out that you're probably being heard in a similar kind of way to them, it means that when it's your turn to speak, you need to be able to cut through and hold that other person's attention with what you say and how you say it. You don't want to necessarily really put a push and a strain on your voice. That is not going to help you very much. And also, you can't really hear how you sound, because even though we've spoken about those kind of Madonna headsets before, where you have, you know, air traffic controller headsets, where you have the headphones and the microphone as well, the microphone's not brilliant. And the headsets aren't brilliant either. It's not the same as talking into a proper big boy, big girl microphone in a proper studio. You've got the acoustics probably not very good where you are potentially working from home in an office. You're not hearing people properly through headphones, so a tinny little speaker. They're hearing you through a tinny little microphone as well. So, what can we do about it all? I gave you a couple of tips there. I'll talk a bit more about some more tips tomorrow on the show as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.